This is Amin Ali, AMIN space LI, dictating for Dr. Anas Obi, data service, January 24, 2013, patient name Robert Beek, ROBERT space BIEK, date of birth December 4, 1973, primary care physician, morbid doctor. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Blake, who will note a very pleasant 79 years old gentleman with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease status post coronary artery bypass graft in 2004. However, details were unavailable on today's visit. Comma. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and carotid artery stenosis status post. Left internal carotid artery stenting with 7x30mm aqualink stent. Period. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up visit. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he has no specific cardio complaint, no chest pain, no dizziness, no access, no palpitations, no syncope or syncope, no headaches, no blood revision, no dizziness, no abdominal pain, no lower limb edema, no intermittent claudication of the lower limb. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Significant for carotid artery stenosis stenting. Next paragraph. Social history non-contributory. Next paragraph. Family history significant for coronary artery disease and diabetes mellitus in his brother, hypertension in his father. Next paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph. Current medications. Please copy and paste from page 2 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 173 over 78 millimeter mercury, pulse rate 48 beat per minute, weight 130 pound, height 5 feet 7 inch, body mass index 20.4. Please start with the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test EKG was done on January 24, 2013. It showed heart rate to 50 beat per minute, normal axis, sinus rhythm, first degree AV block. Next paragraph. Echocardiogram, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Presenting stress test, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Carotid duplex ultrasound, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Low extremity arterial study, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Segmental ABI, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Ultrasonography duplex of the veins of both upper extremities, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 21st, 2012. Next paragraph. Hemoglobin A1C was done on October 17, 2012. It showed hemoglobin A1C of 7.2%. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan number 1, coronary artery disease. His status post coronary artery bypass graft, undocumented details. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent stress test was negative. We recommend him of lifetime modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, low fat content high in fibers, and to continue on current medications. Number 2, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction between 60% and 65%. With mild mitral regurgitation and mitral cuspid regurgitation, we continue to monitor his valvular abnormality with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number 3, carotid artery stenosis. His status post, 7x30mm aqualink stent to the left internal carotid artery. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent carotid Doppler study shows no significant carotid artery stenosis. We commit to lifestyle modification and to continue on his current medications. Number 4, peripheral arterial disease evaluation. His known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent low extremity arterial Doppler was normal. We commit him of lifestyle modification and to continue on his current medications. Number 6, hypertension. His blood pressure measured today was 173 over 78 millimeter mercury, which is mildly high. We recommend him to continue on lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, Norvasc, and metoprolol therapy. Our goal to have blood pressure below 140 over 90 millimeter mercury, as is measured by his primary care physician. Number 6, hyperlipidemia, we're committing him to continue simvastatin therapy. Our goal to have LDL below 70 mg per deciliter with regular monitoring of his liver function test. Number 8, diabetes mellitus, we're committing him to continue metformin therapy. We're committing him to keep tight glycemic control and to have hemoglobin A1C below 7% with regular monitoring of his eyes, kidneys, and peripheral nerve function. As remained by his primary care physician. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Bike. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Bike back in 3 months. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue with his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.